And he's on the other microphone.
Yeah, sorry, that's my job. I'm dropping the ball here.
Number four. We're here at one of the many manufacturing companies. How many manufacturing businesses are roughly in Avon?
There's probably almost 60. Some of the big names, you know, that are out there all the time. And, you know, we always talk about manufacturing. It's like, that's what started Avon. When you look around the foundation of farmland and everything else that was here, and then you get SureTech over on the one side, and you get AJ Rose over here. Those are the two bookends that kind of started Avon rolling forward. Some people are very happy about it, and I think you look around, the community is a great community because of it. But our foundation is based on manufacturing.
We've heard a couple times even that when they were here, they could still see the grape growing here, the sort of the farm field, kind of the mixture of that sort of the old kind of producing from the earth, as well as now the different types of manufacturing. But businesses like this create other businesses, right? I mean, it grows because people are here. They see it's a good location, and it causes other people to think, maybe I could put something in here too.
Absolutely. And then again, that's what started it. It's like you see the two that, you know, from the highway driving through, and then he says, hey, there's another opportunity for us to come here. And, you know, we have SureTech, you know, that started over there, and then you have, Custom Culinary, that's another one that's over on that side. And, again, just kind of builds off, feeds off each other.
And these are ones that are sort of, I'll tell you SureTech because it's the duct tape and it's sort of very visual. Mm-hmm. A lot of them are sort of unknown. We talked before with Daniel Pritchard about how, you know, you sort of just drive by the front end of this. It just looks sort of like maybe an office complex in mm-hmm. a sense. But there's international worldwide impact that comes right out of Avon.
Oh, all the time. You know, when you drive through, you'll see little factories, like you said, and you'll just not realize what they're doing, and then there's stamping that's going on in different areas, like AJ Rose and L&W Manufacturing on the other side. And you'll even see things that are made for aerospace and some other things. Just you're going like, what is this little piece of foam for? And it's like, oh, that's got a specific. But it's, like you said, it's international, and it's what drives the world.
And what is it about Avon that makes it so appealing to the manufacturing company? As you mentioned, they came in, but they've stayed here. They wanted to stay here, and others have come in that time as well.
Yeah, I think it's a lot of it's attraction and retention. When you're along I-90 right there and you can get into Cleveland, you can get the workforce. And you look what Cleveland's doing now. It's like there's a resurgence of Cleveland. I think there's a resurgence even in Lorain County when you look at Elyria and Lorain. It's like they've had some issues and some problems of trying to keep the jobs there, but it's like it's coming back around again.
And it's such a diverse manufacturing, so you're not all on sort of stuck on one type of industry where if something turns, it can create havoc.
Absolutely, and that's we look at even surrounding communities. When you put all your eggs in one basket, I think we're all learning that we need to be as diversified as possible. So if something does happen within the economy, and you know, all of us right now are so afraid of another recession coming, like 2008 started, I think we're all more prepared. But again, you have to have the diversification, because if you don't, and you lose one company, you can see what it can do to school systems and in the community itself.
Avon also has a lot of the retail end of it, the parts that we as just individuals go, restaurants, stores, things like that. So there's sort of a different complement in sort of businesses and the workforce that's needed.
Yeah, I think that's what gets the word out to everybody. It's like you can move to Avon. You never have to leave the city. And you've got everything you need right before you. And two is being close to 90. If you look at even Avon Lake and North Ridgeville, everybody diverges on Avon to get to 90. And so, you know, when you're getting off the highway or getting on the highway, you can stop, have something to eat, shop, you know, head home, work here. And we've got a lot of great jobs that go along with the manufacturing. I think before there was that stigma of, you know, they're low paying, you know, you got to work really hard. And now it's like there's a lot of income that's available to people, and the quality of life is good working for manufacturing companies.
And many of these companies, as you talked about, seem stable. In other words, they've put roots down. Some of them, this is going to be a century-old company in a couple of years now. It didn't start here, but yet they've been here for quite a number of years. And that's another thing. You want to have businesses build something and stay, so you're not left with empty warehouses or empty buildings and things like that.
And that's when you drive down the Chester, you know, corridor there, and you look at different companies that are out there. The companies look good. The fronts look good in terms of their nice buildings. You look at Rose Jenny over there. That's Jenny Manufacturing, and it's like it's a really nice building. It's a nice facility. And you know, again, everybody had that when manufacturing. It was an old you know, kind of dirty building that you worked in, and you came out of there, and you know, you're terribly dirty. It's like now, you know, they're taking care of your clothing, and you walk into a really clean environment.
Well, that's what, in talking with Daniel, I mean, they talk about the air conditioning here and the comfortable work environment. Do you believe that that's part of what kind of leads to that growth in Avon? They were kind of here first in the farmland, and now everything's kind of developed with the Cabela's and the restaurants and everything coming in, too?
Yeah, and I think that's the biggest thing, the quality of life that we're looking at. As I know when my dad worked for B.F. Goodrich, and, you know, everything, it was all family. And it was hard work, but and then as we've evolved into different manufacturings, it's like, you know, you're being paid well, you can support your family, and you can have nice things, but also you can spend time with your family.
As a mayor, you try to, and of course, there's zoning rules out there to kind of place certain businesses in certain locations, but you have to have the balance between that sort of retail, industrial, and residential. How do you work to keep
I have to give credit to the councils before me and the mayors before me, and you know, Mayor Smith, you know, in his vision, it's like when you look at I-90, we've tried to do a lot of the manufacturing all to the north of I-90 and keep that along that corridor. There's some retail that's to the south of 90, but everything's still around 90. And so we've tried to do it, even though people may complain about traffic, that when you're in your development and your house is like, that's still a kind of a quiet, safe space. And then when you want to get out and shop, it's like you get over closer to 90. And like I said, you have challenges with traffic, but also you have anything that you need to find or get. And then also, too, is on the industrial side of it. It's like it's all this north of 90. We're trying to do improvements along the roadways to get people on and off. But again, you have three interchanges to work from. To do that, so I think that's also the attraction.
Can you speak at all of what the activity is going on Chester here with the sort of one-way westbound? And
we're doing some improvements over at that 83 interchange and then along Chester right there to try to get people into this area. It's kind of what we're doing is kind of phasing it, so we're doing some widening up toward the over there 83, and we're going to start planning on working this way and cover some of the ditches, because as people all remember, it's like it was all farming, so you had all kind of like small roads and narrow roads, and now we're going through and trying to widen some of those areas to make it easier.
Well, that's what happens when you put in successful businesses. Sure. Have some retail come in here, people come in here to work for jobs, and a lot of times if people are coming into work, they may, before they leave the city, if they're working somewhere else, spend some money, so it kind of helps to fuel the economy. It's Manufacturing Day, the beginning of Manufacturing Month. You're going to kind of welcome people in here. Any idea what you might be talking about or telling?
I think for us, it's just it's a partnership. We've always said that we hope that the companies feel like that Avon's just, or the city itself is just as committed to them as they are to us, because I think sometimes we forget that it's like the tax dollars are what drive the city, and without that and the good school systems, we're nothing without that foundation, and our foundation is manufacturing.
Well, we appreciate you stopping in this morning. Mayor Brian Jensen joining us from the city of Avon. We are in Avon.